Among the atrocities of Nazi Germany were medical experiments conducted on human subjects against their will. Well, we now know that in the 1940s, some American researchers conducted a disturbing experiment in Guatemala. They deliberately infected prisoners, prostitutes, and soldiers with sexually transmitted diseases. After the study came to light last year, President Obama apologized on behalf of the United States. He also asked a commission to review safeguards that are meant to protect people from such unethical experiments. The commission released its findings today. The World's Ritu Chatterjee has a story.
In the study that was done in Guatemala, American researchers infected 1,300 people with syphilis and other sexually transmitted diseases. Only 700 of them received treatment. The subjects in the study did not give informed consent. In fact, they didn't even know they were being infected.
It was bad science and it was bad ethics.
That's Amy Gutman. She's the president of the University of Pennsylvania, and she chairs the Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues.
The commission is confident that what happened in Guatemala in the 1940s could not happen today.
She says that's because today there are measures in place to protect human subjects from unethical treatment. For example, volunteers must give informed consent. And institutional review boards oversee the ethics of research projects. But the commission couldn't tell how well these rules were followed in every study. Gutman says when it comes to federally funded research, there needs to be more transparency and accountability. She says when the commission asked the government to submit information on studies it had funded last year, some departments struggled.
The Pentagon, for example, required more than 7 months to prepare information on specific studies supported by the Department of Defense. They did not have a central database to which they could refer, and they told us that it was very difficult for them to gather all the information that we requested.
The commission recommends the government set up a website with information about the human subject studies it funds. Another issue raised by the commission is what to do when volunteers are injured or otherwise harmed in the course of research. Larry Gostin, a bioethicist at Georgetown University who was not on the commission, says this is a real issue.
You have to remember that human subject research is just that. It's a medical experiment.
The commission recommends the federal government develop a clear policy to compensate participants who are harmed. Gostin supports that recommendation. He says most developed countries have such policies.
The United States is behind the curve on compensation.
As for the Guatemalan citizens who were experimented on without their knowledge, they never received compensation. Five of those Guatemalans who are still alive are suing the U.S. government. Terry Collingsworth is their lawyer. He says before filing the lawsuit in March, he reached out to the government asking for compensation for his clients, but he has yet to receive a response.
We're hopeful that someone is going to wake up at the State Department and the Justice Department and say, we did this, we've apologized for it, and the big missing step is we need to do something for those innocent victims of the crime that was committed upon them.
On this issue, whether the Guatemalans who were experimented on should be compensated, the Presidential Commission is silent. For The World, I'm Ritu Chatterjee.